This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Archbishop José Gómez of Los Angeles is of Mexican origin and says we are called to build bridges and not walls when it comes to tackling the issue of immigration to the US. He's the first ever Hispanic Archbishop of Los Angeles, a US city with one of the highest proportions of Hispanic Latino residents, and is chairman of the United States Catholic Bishops Committee on Migration. He was interviewed by me earlier.
It is an important issue for me and for my ministry in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and the United States. So we are really trying to help everybody to understand how important immigration is for the United States, because we are a country of immigrants, and we are just calling people to the need of opening our hearts and our lives to the new immigrants to the United States. I think Pope Francis has given us a beautiful example of how important it is for anybody, but especially for Catholics. And I think we are trying to do that. Just educating people in what immigration is all about. It's not about politics or economics. It's about people. Men and women, parents and children is what immigration is all about.
There have been proposals by U.S. governments for a comprehensive immigration reform. These proposals have been touted for many years, but up to now, no reform has been passed. What are your hopes of this, especially in the light of what could be seen as an increasing fear of immigration among the American public?
Well, I have a lot of hope. I think immigration is a global reality. And I think more and more in the United States, we can be, as we are a leading country, finding the way to have a good, solid, comprehensive immigration system that facilitates the movements of people. What we are called to do is to build bridges, not walls. And I think it is important for everybody in the United States. We have 10 million undocumented people in the United States, and most of them have children that were born in the United States. And I think it is important for anybody in position of leadership in our government to understand and find a way to address the reality of immigration to our country.
And in practical terms, how can one sort of seek to counteract those fears that have been expressed so often?
I think the way to address that is getting to know the immigrants, because as I mentioned the other day, quoting now Saint Mother Teresa, she was talking about how people talk about the poor, but they don't talk to the poor. So I think the best way to address the fears of the people is that people get to know the immigrants, because the immigrants are people just like us. Parents that are concerned about their children, children that are concerned about their parents, people that are really willing to make a contribution to our country. Once that you get to know them, you see how interested they are in really making a good contribution to our country. So in that way, you get to know them, and then the fear of people that are unwanted stops, because they see these people really want to work. They have our values. They have beautiful families. They want a community. They want to actively participate in the life of society.
We've been talking about Hispanic immigrants, but of course America receives immigrants from many other countries. Do you think it should be making more of an effort to welcome Syrian immigrants, a country which has been torn apart by this dreadful civil war?
I think so. In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we have people from all over the world. We have Mass every month in 42 languages. And I think an important part of the ministry of the church and making a contribution to our society is to help everybody to see the goodness of being a country that receives immigrants and refugees. I think recently our government increased the number of Syrian refugees that are coming to our country. We in the Catholic Church, through Catholic Charities, are actively participating in supporting that effort. I think it is very important to be open and to share what we have with people that are in need. I think Pope Francis has given us a beautiful example, as we know.
Turning to your archdiocese, where probably almost half of the population is Hispanic, nobody knows the exact figure, do you believe that percentage is likely to increase in the coming years? And how is this influx of Hispanics helping to galvanize or breathe new life into the Catholic Church, not just in Los Angeles, but in the U.S. as a whole?
Well, I think it's a reality. I think statistics show that more than 50% of Catholics younger than 18 are of Latino origin, and most of them were born in the United States. So really the future of the church includes active participation of the Latinos. And as I said, they have a beautiful culture, They have our values, faith, family, community, work. So I think the Latinos are an important part of what the Catholic Church is now and it will be in the future. That's why we are organizing a national encounter to help Latinos to feel more active in the church, participate more actively, and have a real missionary spirit.
Do you find that Latinos or Hispanics are the most practicing among Catholics?
I think so. I don't have statistics, but at least in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we have a very active participation of the Latinos in every aspect of the life of the church. Attending Mass, being volunteers in all the ministries of the church, and reaching out to people outside our parishes. But the other cultures are also very active. We have probably a large number of Filipinos, probably 1 million Filipinos. We have people from Korea, from everywhere in the world. We just had the Mass for Cultures that we have every year, with active participation of people from all over the world. So I think the immigrant communities and the ethnic communities in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles are extremely active.
I was speaking there to Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles.